This time we take communion together, we do the Lord's Supper. Please turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. That is the perfect song, what I'm about to talk about. Lest we forget Gethsemane. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23 through 25. It says, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, when he had given thanks, broke it, and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Do this in remembrance of me. I was baptized as a second-year medical student at the University of North Carolina in 1983. I've been a disciple of Jesus for 36 years. I've had over 1,800 communions, roughly. Do this in remembrance of me. You know, look at the Old Testament. The Old Testament is a story of forgetting. That's what the Old Testament's really about, forgetting. Of disremembering, unremembering, misremembering. The Israelites saw God do amazing things, miraculous things, incredible things. They saw their own deliverance. They felt his presence, saw his love, and then they forgot all about it.
Yep.
As if it never happened. I don't know about you, but that sounds familiar to me. Sometimes God has done things in our life that are amazing, truly miraculous, incredible prayers I sweat blood over, answered, happened, and then I forgot about it, as if it never happened. Do this in remembrance of me, lest we forget Gethsemane. As we take the Lord's Supper this morning, I want you to ask yourself the two ultimate questions. One is, do I need this? I've had 1,800 communions. Do I need this? Do I still need this? Do I still need a Savior? Absolutely. 36 years, been a disciple. So why do I need a Savior? Because I still struggle with sin.
Yeah.
So do you. Yeah. Anger, greed, lust, selfishness. I still struggle with all that. I still need a Savior. And my fundamental need is still God's forgiveness and a relationship with him. From the Lamb of God. I don't need more money. I wouldn't mind it, but I don't need it. I don't need more power. Probably abuse it anyway. I don't need more education. Did that. But I do need the sinless Lamb of God. So do you. I do need someone who can carry away my guilt. You know, sometimes with our sin, we think we can do something really about it. We do need to repent, but we do other things. We try to drink it away, eat it away. We try to work it away. We try to chase it away or think it away. But Jesus takes it away. So as we take the communion this morning, we get to be reminded, yes, we need our Savior, and there's no other way. And then we ask the other question, do I want this? No, I need it, but do I want it? I got a card in my wallet. It says, there's no substitute for desire. All the things in life, you can't change that out. No substitute. Do I want this? I think, what do I want? The unrelenting, unwavering love of God. My Father. That's what we want. The only true love that really exists. Do I want this? Our world is so hungry for that. A relationship based on sacrificial love that is eternal. Do I want that? Do you want that? We do. John, 1 John 4:19 says, we love because he first loved us. Our ability to love is because God loves us incredibly. We got to remember, he desires us immensely and intensely. If you could spend 15 minutes with Jesus, you'd be amazed how difficult it would be for him to tear himself away from you. How difficult it would be. My daughter went to college. It was difficult. Broke down in small pieces. And Jesus 1,000 times would want to be with us, and to leave us would be painful for him in the physical way. He says, I'll be with you forever, but I love being with you. That would motivate us. That'd be the, do I still want this? Oh, absolutely. We have to remember how great is the love that God has lavished on us. His love sustained us, sustains us. Let's go to God in prayer. God, we don't want to forget what oftentimes we forget. We want to be the story of remembering. We want to be a part of your New Testament love story. That we remember, God, we have remembrance of you as we take, God, the wine and the bread. That what it took, God, for you to have your son become our savior. That we still need you so much, and we still want a relationship with you and heart of your love. In Jesus' name, amen.